Last year, Parkland Hospital had $1 billion of uncompensated care. Children's Hospital had about a third of that. Many of the conditions are respiratory related, which are also related to environmental contamination. Have you factored in the cost that it would take the state to continue to afford this kind of health care cost, with most of our people being poor, that are living in low-income areas that are damaged more frequently by these heavy environmental violations?
Congresswoman, the Clean Power Plan is directed at reducing greenhouse gases, which
right.
do not impact the respiratory issues. The co-benefits that are claimed in the rule.
Wait a minute. Repeat what you just said.
The co-benefits, in other words, the rule is based on reducing the greenhouse gases.
I know what the rule says, but you said it does not impact respiratory?
That's correct. Greenhouse gas emissions do not have an adverse impact on respiratory health. High CO2 levels do not cause respiratory issues. I know it's easy to make that conclusion because some of the rhetoric from EPA sort of suggests that the Clean Power Plan is going to, by reducing greenhouse gases, lead to improvement in respiratory conditions. That's not due to reductions of CO2.
What is it due to?
It's due to their co-benefits. They're suggesting that the process that they're mandating to reduce greenhouse gases will also accidentally, if you will, or at the same time, likely cause reduction in other emissions that they do perceive to cause respiratory impacts. The challenge with that, though, is that they're actually assuming that it's going to provide health benefits, even though your area is already in attainment for the PM2.5 standard, yet they're assuming that reducing PM2.5 even lower leads to health benefits, even though their standards say that Houston area is already meeting the standard, and therefore we're not having adverse health effects associated with PM2.5. That's my concern, is that it's misleading whenever they've told us that you're going to have these health benefits associated with this rule. Most of those are unsubstantiated. The areas where there could be a benefit to those, or those areas that are non-attainment for ozone or something along those lines, those are being addressed through other rules, and we're making strides to comply with those regulations. So CO2 does not lead to respiratory challenges.
So you're saying that it has absolutely nothing to do with the health status, that the science that has indicated that is not pure science?
Climate change impact and benefit of this rule is so small as to be unquantifiable.
So when we continue to see climate change with a lot of flooding, a lot of air contamination, this is not going to impact health. Could you submit to me your research findings and the origin of them?
Sure. I will be happy to provide you some of the background information on that.